we can try out that idea with the wrist bones of hominoids. The first condition in the egg and the very early embryo is to have no bones or cartilages in the wrist. The skeleton hasn't yet started to develop. The next stage is to develop 9 carpals. And the final stage in African apes and us is to fuse 2 of them, leaving 8 carpals. Given those 3 conditions, we could convert them into a Venn diagram, with each condition characterizing a group. The group with no carpals is the whole of life, including plants and bacteria. The group with 9 carpals happens to be mammals. And the group with 8 is African apes and us, the subfamily Homininae. Now, the hominoids have another character that behaves like this, with ontogenetic or developmental evidence on transformation. The character is reduction of the tail. All adult apes have just a rudiment of a tail. But during embryonic life, they develop a long tail, like all other vertebrates, and then it becomes reduced to a vestige by differential growth. So we can get another Venn diagram from the tail, and I've combined it with the carpal diagram. I'm sure you get the idea. We're building up a picture of groups and subgroups. And with just those 2 characters, the carpals and the tail, we could get a simple tree from the Venn diagram. I mentioned one other feature shared by us and African apes, the frontal sinus, which is a space in the bones of the face developed during ontogeny as an outgrowth or expansion of the ethmoid sinus. And again, we could use development from the general, absence of sinuses, to the more particular, presence of an ethmoid sinus, to the still more particular, presence of the frontal sinus. And so we could get another series of groups to add to the Venn diagram. Now, all this probably seems much too simplified, and in real life, characters are often much more difficult to sort out. There's a good example in the hominoid tree, where the chimp is linked to both the human and gorilla lines. This is a case where there are 2 conflicting sets of characters, the ones labelled 7A and 7B on the tree. Just to take a couple of examples, chimps are linked to us by having the premaxilla and maxilla fused in the adult. But chimps are linked to gorillas by having 6 vertebrae involved in the sacrum instead of the 5 that we have and orangs have. And chimps and gorillas also share a number of features of the arm and hand, associated with their habit of walking on the knuckles.